things started out bad, and they've only been getting worse. About a year and a half ago, the dead began rising from their graves, and the skull appeared in the heavens. Moon, visible both day and night, hung in the skies, dominating the vision of any who dared look upwards. Day by day, it seemed to grow, to take up far more space than any heavenly body should. Citizens the world over tried to maintain the normalcy of their daily lives, but plague, famine, and the walking dead seemed to be spreading as far as the eye could see. The Gamers Haven Podcast presents Pathfinder, All That Remains. This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.vorpalnetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven Podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
But I'm trained on the doorway.
I had you roll perception check.
I should get another perception check.
No.
And, let's see, does a 20 hit you?
Yes.
Okay.
You should have worn your new armor.
Sure. But then I'm going to try and climb up the damn rope at the end of the day.
Yeah. And fell 3 times and died.
We'll go about 10 feet up and then die.
Okay.
You just would have died.
Four.
For
you take.
Oh, shit.
10 points from the chain and 7 from the sneak attack damage.
I'm down.
Awesome.
Well, that's not helping my plan.
10 and 7, so 17. I'm at -3.
He drops.
Holy cart, Batman.
You hear her laugh.
As I'm following, kill this whore.
So now she doesn't have her sneak attack because we see her. Correct, Mundo?
She has to be flanking, or you have to be flat-footed or unaware of her.
Right.
So yes. She gets to... that's correct.
At this point in time, yes. Okay.
How far away is... how far away would Smith be standing from the door?
From the way you described it, about 10 feet. It would just be 10 feet to get to her. And unlike 3.5, the spike chain does not threaten 10 feet.
That's fine. I'm not space, trying to, I'm so. Not, no, I'm talking...
Like, okay, I'm just saying, she won't get an attack of opportunity for...
I'm just trying to figure out as to whether a channel energy would...
As you asked.
I is going to cast command on her.
What are you going to command her to do?
It can't be anything that'll, like, immediately
I have a list.
Kill her.
No, I have a list I can pick from. And this is where I need Jill's help real quick. I could have her drop whatever she's holding. I could have her fall prone. Or I could have her halt, where she just stands there and can't do anything.
Dropping her chain would probably be...
Yes, because she's going to have to...
Okay, I command her to drop. It's only for one round.
Well, so somebody needs to go and get
drop your weapon is what you would say. Because drop means she'll drop prone to the ground.
Drop your weapon.
Okay. Well, would she be helpless?
From under my
black would she be helpless for that round?
She's not... Well...
Helpless is...
Okay. On its turn, the subject drops whatever it's holding. It cannot pick up any dropped item until its next turn.
Yeah. Okay.
I was going to have her come up, too.
Okay, what's the DC on that? First level spells? No. You need to look on your thing and tell me what the DC is.
I'm looking at
that right there.
14.
Okay. Those are your DCs for all your spells. Okay, so she has to make a will save. She passes it, she holds on to it, she fails, she... And a 4 is not going to do it. She drops the chain. She drops the train. The train? The chain. And then snarls at you.
Aww. Hurt tails.
Smith is going to take his turn and go up and grab the chain.
Okay. Smith now has a spike chain.
And then takes 5-foot step back.
Two move actions.
Okay,
move to get it, move to get the chain. So she's got the chain. Okay, Lita, your turn.
Okay.
Bust a cap.
Smith's standing in the way now.
But is not engaged in combat.
This is true.
Okay, so I'll try it.
Okay, cap busting, sharp immense.
16.
That'll hit.
Nice.
Come on.
2.
All right. She snarls at you.
Yeah.
Yes, you have the last.
All right, Hector, you need to make a constitution check. The
-3.
Well, the DC is 10, I believe. Let me double check that real quick here. Apparently, I didn't read enough about death and dying. Just out of this campaign. Let's see.
Regular one.
Giant negative hit points.
So now Smith's action is directly after yours.
Okay. A DC 10 constitution check, so whatever your constitution modifier is. Alright, so if you roll 10 or higher after your mods, you're stable.
10 even 7.
Alright, so you lose a hit point. Alright, so... next up is the matron, and she wants her chain back. So she is going to initiate a grapple with Smith. Now, Smith is holding on to the spike chain. So an attack of opportunity can be made. It'll be at a -4 because it's an exotic weapon.
Right.
So make your attack of opportunity real quick.
Come on. Does she have an FU on awesome chip?
It's 14.
One shy. F me, Smith is awesome. Okay.
Actually, give me mine back. Smith uses hers.
Okay, that's fine.
That'd be a good call.
All right, Smith is still awesome. And the chain hits. What's your strength modifier? 0. 2d4 damage. Roll it.
That's all right. It's all right.
5.
Okay. Okay, and the grapple... see, what is her combat maneuver defense?
10.
Hits it exactly. Smith is now grappled.
But doesn't she get a roll? No, I guess she doesn't.
Nope. It's just another armor. It's like an armor class.
So they're both prone now.
Yeah. The matron just drove her to the ground, and the matron will attempt to get the chain back next round, most likely. So that's the matron's turn. Black. What are you doing? I see a red door and I want to paint it black.
You took bleed, didn't you? Not stabilize this time.
Mm-hmm.
What you doing, Sparky?
Enter into the grapple.
You can do that.
Get him off of. Get her off of Smith, so Smith can stabilize me next turn.
Okay, so what are you going to attempt to be doing in said grapple?
You jump on, try and hump her into submission from behind.
No. He'd want a stinking killer.
CM, roll your combat maneuver.
You can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
CMD.
Total punches and hop in this mission.
Seven.
No.
You roll off.
Where's my RPG chip? I haven't used it yet. Oh, it's in my bag.
No, I don't have anything in my bag.
I moved!
Actually, here. She's gonna get to re-roll it this time.
Benny, Benny, Benny!
Thanks, dude.
Just because it helps me.
It's two. 19.
Okay, let's see. Well, you have now grappled the matron.
Oops. Are y'all out there, okay, like, so, air
she's old and saggy.
Alright, so, basically, what's going to have to happen is that Smith is going to have to make a check to become the grappler next time. And
to
if
be
she,
on top.
Basically. And then if the matron doesn't reverse that situation, you're going to be able to have Smith help Smith pin her. But it's going to take until your next action, assuming Smith grappling is unfortunately complicated. It just is. So, okay. Next up is Smith. So Smith is going to try and... let's
that's
see.
Not right.
Or now I'm gonna give her a Cleveland Steam.
Okay, roll with the combat maneuver bonus.
Shut up.
I still am just blown away as to how she built the character.
It's okay, it's her character.
No, I know, but she didn't get it. She got 3.
Is she awesome?
She doesn't have the ability to be awesome any longer.
Are you awesome for her?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aw, such a nice guy. Yeah. Okay.
She's awesome.
You two now have the matron grappled. So when your turn comes around, again, assuming that... And the matron's going to have a harder time reversing because you're assisting now. Okay, so, Lita, you're up.
Okay. How far away am I?
Can you come do a heal check on me?
I'm kidding, because then we'd have another...
All right, I'm not getting up with a heal check. Or you can dump my heal potion in my mouth.
That you could do.
Or one of yours, or whatever. Right. I don't know. Because you'd have to find mine on me, and you know right where yours is. So, whatever.
Right.
And I'd probably give
you
back.
And he
could
get you back later.
But I can't do that all in one round, though.
If you have yours.
If I use mine.
I'll treat it like drawing a weapon.
Okay.
You can draw it as your...
Okay.
Right. I don't want to be that animal about it. There comes a point where it's just...
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I'll do that, yeah.
Okay. Roll the... you're dumping the potions. So roll the D8 plus 1.
Come on.
Please get more than 5.
4.
Plus 1? Is it 4?
No, it's 4.
Oh. Well, then I'm back to 0.
Okay. You are conscious at 0. You can take an action. If it is a strenuous action, like an attack, then you immediately drop to 1. If it's...
Drop back to negative 1.
Yeah, to negative 1. If it's just downing a potion, then...
I'm going to down another potion because I need to give him his back, but...
Then you'll
don't
be
worry
able to
about
get
him back. We have more.
Okay.
Okay, well, so Hector, it's your turn. Okay, D8 plus 1.
Come on, 8.
Please make sure you're marking off the potion.
Oh, yes, thank you.
All right, 4. You are conscious at 4 hit points and you're still prone. Alright, it's the matron's turn. She is snarling. Her breath smells really bad.
I bet it does.
Breath smells like dead ass.
Oh. What's your combat maneuver defense?
13.
And what's hers?
10.
Right.
Come
so
on.
She's gotta be 23.
That's a 20.
And we got a 23 together.
It's not combined.
I'm saying we do.
I don't believe. Let me double check.
I'm saying it is. You know.
Well, dual grapples, I don't know.
It's like dueling banjos.
It's really only to help break free. So.
But you said.
Well, you're assisting. You're not down and dirty. You're trying to help. You like helped her reverse it.
They see me rolling.
Oh my gosh.
Are you awesome? Oh, you don't even get the roll on that, so never mind.
She rolled 20. Grapples reversed. Smith's on the bottom. Your turn.
Hold your action until it gets to me.
Puncher?
With your mace, yes.
Hold your action until it gets to me. I'm going to tear this bitch in horn. Well, no, I'm not.
Still
because
do
I,
that.
Because I have
you
to
have
stand 50% up.
50% chance of hitting.
I'm going to go enter the grapple with her. I think I'll beat her.
Can I find a sharp stick and impale her with it?
With a 50% chance of impaling through.
No, no, off the hoo-ha.
you might actually give Smith a hoo-ha at that point in time. She's not a zombie.
Cold shot,
like,
hoo-ha.
Yeah, no kidding. Be a scarecrow.
Okay, you are a scarecrow. Moving on. Now, what are you going to do?
You're trying to re-enter the grapple? You're keeping her busy at this point.
I might as well, yeah.
Okay,
diving back on!
Roll.
What am I rolling, sir?
Combat. It's for your plus two.
Plus two. Come on. 9. I feel like I'm gonna roll off.
You roll off again.
Well, they just sort of push you aside as they're tussling. Okay, Lita. Sorry, Smith.
Yeah. Gonna try and reverse it again.
Well, if she wants to, she can do something with one hand. If she she can attack if she has a dagger, or I don't think she does that.
She has
anyway,
a morning star.
Dude, they're probably down to her knees and
well, can she
find
just,
the
can she do an people. Can she do a punch with an unarmed strike, like a minus four?
Yeah, it'll do some dual damage.
At this point.
Okay.
I mean,
okay. Yeah.
16 plus 0.
That actually is going to hit.
Is it a d6?
It's a...
Because she's still a medium
creature.
Oddly
enough, it's on here. It's a d3 plus strength modifier. So d6 divided by 2.
Yeah. She,
2 points of dual damage. She headbutts her.
Yeah.
Alright, so I'm going to track some dual over there. If her dual hit points ever reach her actual hit points, she'll be knocked unconscious.
Right.
So.
And then we can do
what
a wish.
What are her hit points? I was just seeing if you'd say it.
Okay, Lita, you're up.
You can't say that one again.
Okay. So, I'm going to... So we can't call shots on humans, right?
Nope. Zombies only.
I really want to stab her in her head.
Well, if you roll a critical hit, then, you know.
Right.
Remember, you have a 50% chance of hitting Smith.
I know.
That's what's scary about it all.
Why don't you go do some dual... Well, you can't do some dual damage with the possibility of hitting her. Him.
Remember, though, that she is denied her dexterity bonus to her armor class because she's prone.
And she's right. Flat-footed, so whatever you do,
that's,
you get your sneak attack.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's a sneak attack.
Nice.
Okay.
Just don't hit, you know...
But she gets a plus 4 bonus to her armor class because she's prone if you're using a ranged weapon.
Right. I'm thinking about... dropping the crossbow and going with the dagger.
Okay.
That's what I wanted to stab her in the face, but...
Okay.
So...
All right.
We'll give it a shot here.
High or low?
High.
30 even, you're going to hit Smith.
Nice. No, not
fine. You're not going to hit anybody. Cleanse off some armor.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So, we're on to Hector.
Oh man, Hector's going to jump into this little tiff.
Move to stand, you are standing.
Okay, now can I get over there?
It's a 5-foot step, that's another move.
Can I charge?
Mm-hmm. Well, technically you have to have at least 10 feet, but I'm going to allow
Bull rush into a grapple?
Doesn't quite work that way. But you're going to try and grapple the matron is what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could probably jump 5 feet.
You can get there and grapple her.
20.
Okay. You are now part of the grapple. And, yeah. So, at this point in time, basically what you're doing is you're aiding Smith. If Smith is able to reverse it just like before, then you'll be able to say, I've got this, and take over.
Kick Smith out.
Yep. So, it's the matron's turn. She's going to attempt to Let's see, it was not reversed last time, so technically the matron has a hold of Smith.
Right.
So she's going to try and get her chain back. So that's just an unopposed strength check.
Great.
Yeah.
Nine.
Smith critted. 20.
Write down the experience for her.
Wow.
Bad ass.
Yes. And
she said, nope!
Yeah, and Smith has a hold of the... Still has a hold of the chain.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm?
How's the fire doing?
Getting close.
Just don't ask. Are we getting, like, smoke inhalation at this point?
The downstairs is starting to fill with smoke. Smith
said, bitch, pow! This is my chain!
Okay.
And she smacked him. Bam!
Okay, Black, what are you doing?
She's gonna go into the bar.
I'm not gonna go. Woo!
Go into the bar and get more liquor, cause I'm gonna need it after this.
Dude, you could go grab a few more bottles for setting things on
fire. I'm yelling as I'm grappling. We're gonna need to set more fires.
So you can go get more and right. Toss more out into.
Alright, you move in, Dad.
I move in.
Mm-hmm.
I grab as much as I can with this arm.
You'll be able to grab a bottle.
They're like, what? They're big bottles.
Oh.
It's a move action to grab an item, so you can grab a bottle.
Can I grab two, one with each hand?
Yes.
Okay. One with each hand.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, I'm throwing...
That's another move action. You're moving in, you're grabbing bottles.
Got it. I have my bottles.
You do have your bottles.
Way too next turn.
And then get the hell out of there, because we need the bottles. Cause
okay.
I need to drink one, we need two to start the next fire.
What's Smith doing?
Smith... Can she get out of the grapple at this point?
She can try. She has to beat the combat maneuver.
Yeah, she's going to try and get out.
Okay.
Of it. 15.
Exactly what she needed.
She
kicks the matron off, and now she has the chain. They're both on their backs, lying side by side, and you've got a hand on the matron. You're ready to.
Oh yeah.
So do you?
So Smith is by. Smith is out. She has the chain. He has the chain.
Smith has the chain. Vida, they're now not engaged in the grapple, and okay. The matron is still prone.
Yeah.
Okay, roll your attack.
You could be awesome.
I'm not going to be awesome.
Well, what'd you get?
11.
That's enough.
Nice.
Minus 4 because she's prone.
Sweet.
D4 Smoker. Plus a D6.
Smoker.
D4 plus strength modifier plus a D6.
So that's 5. 9.
Okay. You stab her kidney.
Stabby, stabby.
Yep.
Sweet.
She is peeing blood.
She is indeed. Okay, Hector, you're up.
Now,
she's doing more
I've got her grapple, right?
Yes.
Do I still have my sword?
You are not able to use it. It has to be a light weapon.
I got nothing to use weapon-wise. So, can I just try and choke her out?
Here's what you can do.
Can I try and choke her?
I'm going to choke her out.
Can you stick his fingers in her wound and twist?
Pull her kidney out.
You can... You can move her and you half your speed. You can inflict damage equal to your unarmed strike, natural attack, or an attack made with a lighter one-handed weapon. That it just happens. There's no attack or anything. It just happens.
Okay, actually. I got no light weapon.
You can pin them, and once they're pinned, you can tie them up with rope.
Dude, reach in her side and pull her guts out.
That wasn't one of my options.
Not on the aforementioned list of options.
I didn't know that was all you could do.
That's what you can do with grapple. Yeah.
Dude, if you tie her up, we can put her back in the thing and let
her
burn.
Burn to death.
Yeah.
That'd be a gruesome way to die.
Oh, you have to pin her.
I'm going to try and do more subdual damage.
Okay. It automatically happens.
Okay.
I was wrong about having the attack roll before.
Okay.
So it's just a D3 plus your strength modifier.
Yes.
That's 2 plus my strength is 4, so 6.
Okay.
I'm going to punch her in the face.
You rolled a 3.
It's a D6.
Oh, so you
divided by 2.
She's
my strength.
She's bruised. Okay. Let's see. Next
bleeding.
Up is...
Wham!
The matron, and she is going to try and reverse this situation and grapple your hind. Actually, she's going to try and get out. So...
You already said grapple.
17 versus your combat maneuver.
Just hits.
Okay, she tosses you away and That's it. I mean,
yeah.
Grappled actions are
ooh,
a whole...
Ooh, I should have blown alcohol into her no. side.
Oh,
how bad would that hurt, dude?
Okay. Black. Matron's on the ground, ungrappled.
Go and break a beer bottle over her head.
You can always put those in your backpack and grab more.
This is true.
Y'all are no fun!
Do what you want.
I'm in her abdomen.
It's not going to do anything.
It'll burn like the Dickens.
Well, in game terms, it will not do anything.
Right.
It is great role-playing, and I like it a lot. But in game terms, it's not effective.
Do I get experience points for that?
You get it. You get Smile and the Slow Clap of Approval.
No.
So no, you
accept
get nothing.
Money, but we accept Smile. Have you watched that yet?
No. Sorry.
Okay, I would like to put the alcohol in my backpack.
Are you action to do so?
And grab two more bottles.
You have two bottles. Two in the backpack, two in your hands.
Backpack.
Lita.
You're writing them down.
All right, stabby, stabby.
Stabby, stabby.
Oh, I still want to just, like, send this bitch to hell.
11.
That hits.
Nice.
She's still prone, so roll them both.
That's 4, 7.
Okay, she is not dead, but her subdual damage has knocked her unconscious.
Oh, can I please?
Can you please what?
Wait.
She's completely unconscious.
I have bleed.
She's not dying. She's unconscious.
Oh.
She's been knocked out. Like, she was rattled enough that the last wound makes her just go, ugh.
Alright, then somebody coup de grâce her.
She is helpless.
Should be my turn, right?
Hector, you're up. You do so. And apparently, we are now in an anime, and her blood is under extreme pressure because it just goes.
And then we need to get.
And when I'm looking over her body real quick,
you will have a single search check.
That's fine.
Because the fire is.
Out.
Well, you can drag her body away.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do.
Okay, so you guys drag the body away, and as stuff is coming down, the.
Building collapse.
The red lantern is, is burning to the ground. Okay. So, she is wearing a regular bog standard chain shirt. And she has her spiked chain.
She doesn't.
Well, Smith does. She has,
actually, I need to write that in.
She has about 50 gold on her. And make a perception check real quick.
5.
All of you can.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
26.
9.
You glance back into the Red Lantern just before things are getting ready to fall, and you see, you hadn't seen it because it was on the same side of the building as you were when you were peeking out the curtain. There's a body pinned to the wall with javelins that looks a lot like that merchant.
Sweet.
And she has, did I mention the gold in her pouch already?
Yeah.
Okay. She also has 2 pearls, about this big, each.
What color?
Pearls.
The color seems to be shifting a little bit as you look at them.
Damn it!
You might want
to... I'm holding up to let you look at them.
Did you prepare detect magic?
Actually...
My butt just prepared something nasty.
Wow. Smith just did.
Can I do spellcraft?
Well, Smith prepared, did detect mm-hmm. magic. They are definitely magical. And they are... What school would that be? Universal, actually. General magic.
No,
which
she's
is rare.
Now he's going to roll a...
spellcraft?
Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't know.
You can... With that information, you'll still get the bonus. So you can try the spellcraft.
Come on, roll big. Roll big or go home.
13.
No idea.
Putting them in my pouch.
Okay, make sure you write them down.
I did. 2 pearls. Universal.
Okay. So, that is... The...
Do you point out the merchant or whoever saw the merchant?
Yes.
Yeah.
I spit at him.
You're like 40 feet away from
him. I'm still spitting in their general direction.
So,
fire engulfing him?
Yeah, the whole thing is going down.
So he was still semi-sane when he went in, probably, and just didn't belong and then died.
But anyway, yeah, the whole place is burning down, and the Red Lantern is gone. Soon to be no more. Yeah.
Are you guys down any hit points?
Because I am.
No,
I'm
Oh, okay. So,
just
okay, channel energy is a D6, right?
Yep. D6 each time.
5. Takes me up to 9. 4. It's 13. I'm good there for now. That's 2. Okay.
Okay. So you guys have one more location to check out in the city.
How long did this excursion take us?
A couple hours.
Yeah.
Really, this all happened
in terms of rounds? Yeah. A round is 6 seconds.
Well, I meant Well, I guess it's not that far from the place anyway.
Yeah, 15-20 minutes. I mean, it's still early in the day, but you guys are very well tuckered out. But I mean, if you want to, I mean, I'm asking in out of game terms. It's now 11 o'clock.
Right.
I have it ready to go. We can do it. I'd like to do it tonight, but it's going to take us past midnight. I guarantee it. Probably closer to 12:30 or 1.
I can say it doesn't matter.
You all right, Aaron?
Okay, my windows are, like, shutting down. This is bizarre.
Your what?
Windows just, like, X me out of all my programs.
Did you hit all F4?
No.
Okay. Anyway, okay, then we'll keep going. So you guys, what are you guys going to do right now?
In game. Going back to the keep.
Oh, in game.
Back to the keep, and we're chuckling. I would like to chuck it, you know.
Back to the keep and...
Oh, well, we said we were going to do that tomorrow anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, the next day,
okay.
So that way.
Back to the keep.
All right, so you guys make it back to the keep.
Grab Lothar's
open. Yep, it's an easy enough trek. I'm not terribly worried about it. So you guys make it over the wall and hunker down for the evening.
No, we don't see anything out of the ordinary. Nothing's changed. Nothing's...
No, not in the keep. Okay. The keep seems to be the way that you left it. So give me a perception check for first watch.
8.
Plus the spy guys.
15.
More light over at the chalets. And
are they still dancing?
I say we don't even deal with the chalets. We just go over there, we throw a bottle through the window with a piece of stuff in it with flaming, and done.
Because they're crazy like everybody else is.
And you hear the sound of another building getting smashed.
So we only hear the sound at night.
Yeah. Second watch.
Hit me that many more to be smashed.
27, 8, 9.
Yeah, it's just the same deal. You hear a few more buildings get destroyed, and you see activity over at the chalets. It's going to be the same for the rest
15.
Of the night.
Okay.
You don't have to roll unless you really feel like it.
Can you get in the microphone?
Yeah. That's a 10 to 30.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, heading over to the Shuai's. Now, are you guys planning on resting one more night and then getting out of town the next day?
I would assume
okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, now the Shuai's residence is going to take a little bit longer to get to.
I said I'd just be.
But we can still do our grappling. It will be closer. We can let down on, you know, on the back side.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
But yeah, it still will take longer.
Yep.
Because it's in, what, 13?
It's in 7.
7, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, yeah, there has been more ruckus, so the probability of zombies has increased.
Right. Crazy zombies in there.
Yeah. You guys climb down, and you're chucking the rope for the grappling hook back over. And as you're doing that, Black, you get attacked from behind. Like, you didn't even see anything. And suddenly, something is attempting to whack at you.
Sweet.
Hopefully it's a fast zombie. Just, then maybe it won't transfer its goodies to you.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Let's see, guys.
I'm close.
Does 12 hit you?
Nope.
Okay, it climbs off your armor and you turn around and there's a fat zombie there. So, on the edge of your squeeze. Yes.
What? Gooder.
Gooder.
It's 15 on every single initiative, but no, not during anything else.
Black?
9. I mean 8, sorry.
Lita?
21.
Smith?
5.
Hector?
19.
Lita, you're up.
Alright, oh, I just remembered I need to write down my one bottle of alcohol. Okay. I'm gonna try to bash its head with a rock.
Okay.
It's like...
not gonna hit at all.
No. It's like a 1 or 2.
Hector.
Take my longsword and...
that was a big whiffer.
Alright. Are you calling your shot or...?
Yeah, his head.
Alright.
9 and... 5, 6... Are we flanking with anyone or is he just there?
You can be flanking with Black very easily.
So 96 is 15, 17.
Yeah, you hit.
So it's a crit on his head.
I'm gonna get critical.
5, 6 times 2 is 12.
Head goes flopping away. That's it.
Nice. Thank you.
Perception check. More zombies. 17.
Not in your immediate vicinity, right. But you might want to move quickly.
Right. That was just like one of those like holy crap glance around kind of things.
No. Yeah. Okay, so the end of our day today, if mm-hmm. when we make it back to the keep, the next day we have to set off to the waste, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Okay, I need 3 luck checks.
For all of them?
Whoever wants to roll. If you each want to do one, that's fine. I need them one at a time.
Even
the hard way? Alright.
I got 6.
1 up.
Can't find another die. I need just 1, please.
Keep that on the table.
Oh, that was a 5. Well, it was a 5 and a 6 up here, anyhow.
But you need one more. I gotta find out if you want to take it.
6.
2 6s.
2 up. Okay.
Anybody find that?
Nope.
Find the table leg.
Yeah, I know what color it is. You have to get down on the floor and find
it's
it.
Probably up under the leg, honey.
Okay, you guys actually make really good time going through the city. Mm-hmm. You don't encounter a whole lot of obstacles or anything like that. In fact, you're able to make it to the Chalet's Manor House.
Which is what number again? I'm sorry.
7.
7.
In,
I think it's probably going to find it.
It's up on the thing, I think.
It's probably under the table.
In only about half an hour, which is surprising given the condition of the city. But as you walk up, I need perception checks, please.
I assume the sleep overnight healed that one hit point. I was still down, right?
Yep.
She,
26.
Okay, as you guys are approaching, you swear that you hear harpsichord music.
That makes sense.
It's like a waltz. And occasionally it trails off into like this, it almost sounds like a carnival music, like creepy funhouse kind of thing going on.
How many bottles and cloth did we bring with us?
I've got 1, she's got 4.
What about cloth? We didn't bring any cloth.
Nope. We left it all back at the... that's something we could probably find on any kind of corpse.
Luck check.
1 6.
1 6.
1 up?
Yep.
Yeah, you find some strips of cloth. Okay.
Did you bring the 2 match, or the 1 match at least?
I've got 3, yeah.
Okay.
So, what are you guys doing?
We're gonna just throw bottles through the windows and burn this bitch up. I'm not
even going in. You don't even want to try and talk to him?
No, because you know what you said to me in the other place. These people killed my friends, the guards. I'm just gonna burn these people down. No, maybe not. Maybe I'll go up and knock on the door. Hector would knock. Asshole.
So you're actually going to, like, knock on the front
door? Well, no, I'm going to, like, try and... I think we should try and peer through the window.
Well, you go up, and this is a nice, large manor house. You look at one of the upper windows, and it looks like the glass is broken out in spots, but it's only spots about...
yay big.
Yeah, like, you know, baseball size, but circles. Okay. Like, it's weird. You don't really know off the top of your head what could cause something like that. And yeah, as you're walking up, the music is growing in volume and
pretty creepy. We can't just burn it. Yeah.
I say that's your immediate solution. Right?
So what are you guys doing?
Peer through the lower story windows, yeah?
I mean, I wouldn't say like take a whole...
You want to go up there and sneak and look through them and see if you see anything, if they look have that same crazy look that everybody else did?
I'll try it.
I mean, you have the best sneak.
I will make a stealth check.
Okay.
Stealth plus 5. 16.
Alright. Okay, you go up to the window and you peek in, and there's a large receiving room, you know, right next to this lower window. And you look in, but you don't see, you know, any kind of, you don't see a harpsichord of any kind. Right. What you do see is the wife in the same tattered dress that she had on in the keep a couple days ago. Waltzing around the room with a zombie.
Her husband.
Whose arms are manacled behind its back and whose mouth is gagged up. Make a perception check.
How is his arms gagged when he's dancing?
Dancing? Okay. Being dragged? There's an odd resemblance between the two. The zombie has long hair and is also wearing a dress.
Sister.
And every so often, Lenthala, the human one, stops and gestures, and the music continues. Seems to be happening about every 6 seconds.
This is so creepy.
And then, above you, you all sort of like, you hear a tsh, and glass falls down, and you look, and you also hear a phew, and you see an arrow arch out of the upper window.
Just an arrow, it doesn't have anything taped to it, not taped.
Nope, just an arrow.
You come back and tell us this.
Well,
you hear out of the, you guys see the arrow, and you hear from the upper room, another good shot!
So he's obviously shooting at zombies.
You look behind you, and you didn't notice it when you were walking in, but there are arrows scattered all over.
I'm going to pick them up and put them in my quiver, too. Like, some of them.
Well, you'll have to do that after.
Okay.
But, I mean, I'll let you make a luck check to see how many...
Are there any zombie bodies or any kind of bodies under these arrows?
Nope.
He's psycho.
Burn it down.
Yeah.
Actually, no. You know what? Make one, like, I don't know how we can talk to them, but, like, we should make an attempt to see if they're insane, because she's obviously insane, but we don't know about him up there.
He's shooting arrows into the ground and calling it a good shot.
Okay, burn it down. Burn it down.
Can we shoot an arrow back into the windows? On fire,
it would cause the arrow to be at a -4, but yeah.
If there's a zombie up there.
Nice try.
You know.
This is, just so you know, this is a large manor house. This is bigger than the Red Lantern by far.
Right.
You have 4 miles.
Just saying.
So, is this worth, like, or should we just go back to the thing, get ready for tomorrow, and just get out of town?
I'm saying somehow that
I need to be able to definitively.
I need to be able to definitively
say
to my boss,
no,
we did not find any survivors in our.
No,
you
there
really
are.
You need to change your alignment to lawful neutral.
Do I?
That's the way you're playing him. So.
Oh well.
Well, we just know. We don't
just,
need to tell him that
it's indifferent. I mean,
we didn't find any survivors.
Though.
We need to tell him there are no survivors.
You are being very lawful the entire time. Yeah,
okay.
It's not a bad thing.
No,
it's
fine.
Just saying. Anyway.
Did you hear what I said, Jeremy?
So anyway,
not that we didn't find
him.
Any survivors, but there aren't any survivors, because there's a difference. We found survivors, but now there aren't any.
The chick dancing with the zombie chick kind of look like each other. I'm not sure about that.
Probably the sister. Yeah, because we knew about the sister because she talked about her, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Right. And I'm assuming you guys saw that.
Kern, when are our guests arriving? Another good shot!
Or do we just go in and take him out?
We should just knock and pretend we're guests.
Perfect. Let's do it.
Let's try it.
Right.
You okay. Guys got any bluff check going on?
I have a 2, but not trained.
No.
I've got a 7.
I can try, I mean.
Yep, I'm gonna go. Are you guys with me?
I'm with you.
Okay.
My, for the moment, like, my sword's away, because I don't want to incite a panic.
Right.
I suggest we all put our weapons
yes.
away, because it's, you know, we can get them out pretty quickly.
Right. So I knock on the door.
Okay. Gaston, where is he? He never can find good help nowadays. And the music stops. You sort of peek in the
where
window.
Where the heck was the music coming from?
And you see, you want to make a spellcraft check?
Yes.
She's casting a spell.
She has magic.
Well, we definitely don't want to burn this house down because I want to go through it and find their stuff. After we kill them, of course.
Oh, I get it. A spell. 6 seconds. One round. One turn. Got it. Got it. Got it. I'm with you.
So she's probably a sorcerer. Well, not necessarily.
And she walks to the door and opens it up, and she is disheveled. The dress is filthy. And she says, oh, Kern, the guests have arrived. Gaston, do pardon my appearance. Come in.
Not a problem, ma'am.
Please make yourselves comfortable. The house looks awful. Like,
right.
There's shit in the corner, and there's a zombie stumbling around with manacles and a gag in its mouth.
First, like, glance around, are there any more zombies? Like, maybe the butler or anything like that that we see?
You don't see anything.
Okay. We should have had a better game plan once we got in here.
I'm going to start, like, looking around for shit to take.
So.
Can we.
Are we going
to,
like.
Invite her to a foot robe and have her laid on the couch and then coup de grace her?
It's not helpless. She would have to be helpless to do that.
Okay, stab her then coup de grace her. I'm just saying, from the quiet.
One of you guys should ask her to dance, and then grapple her, and then we'll tie her up.
And then she'll be helpless.
But she can make noise during all that.
We can gag her and then grapple her, or grapple her and then gag her.
So you trade a bunch of knowing looks. Because she's just sort of puttering around this, and you see her start to talk to other. Guests.
Oh. And I'll be like, excuse me, ma'am, are we having dinner?
Oh, yes, it will be. I assume it will be ready in a few moments. You can never find good help these days.
Oh, yes.
Well, of course.
Well, in the meantime, would you like to dance?
Oh, I already have my dancing partner. Have you met my sister, Mauricia?
Hello, Mauricia. May I steal your partner for a few minutes? She seems like she would be a lovely dancer. I'll take that.
Black
one, yes.
Bile. You begin dancing with the crazy one.
Okay.
And I'm...
an untrained perform dance, please.
I'm sorry, what?
An untrained nice. perform dance.
While this is going on...
Oh, I'm like, you want me to stand up and start dancing?
D20 plus your charisma modifier.
While this is going on, can I, I'm gonna perception check.
Be a three.
That is a one in a potential combat situation. Mark it down for the experience. And you fail...
So you're stepping all over her toes.
You are stepping on her toes.
Her knees.
She is oblivious.
Yes.
She thinks you are a fine dancer and compliments
you.
How
many experience points are you?
That's 50.
Oh, that's awesome.
So this I'm going to like motion to you like nonchalantly to like take her over in the corner, you know, so the other guests are blocking her so I can start looting through her stuff.
Oh my gosh.
I'm serious.
Wait to loot through the crab.
We're gonna burn the house down possibly.
So
I want to perception check chance. For the husband to see if I can hear or notice anything that he might be coming down the steps or 26.
Another good shot.
Okay.
Good show.
How many arrows does he have up there?
She finishes dancing with you for the length of a song. You guys are just kind of like, and she says, oh my, well, yes, I'm afraid it's time to be turning in now. Come.
Time for an orgy.
Is this a stayover dinner party?
Oh, of course.
Oh, okay.
I didn't bring my jammies.
Oh, I have plenty. I will loan you some.
Can we all stay in the same room?
Oh yes, that's the plan.
Okay.
All right. So she begins to head towards
really
the stairs.
I'm not comfortable getting locked into a room in this house.
Well, I'm not gonna get locked in.
You can't disable the device.
No, but if it looks creepy,
sorry, are you guys
going,
following her?
I would think so.
Can we ask?
I want to hang out downstairs.
Dinner?
I think. Can I? Do you mind if I sleep down on your?
Oh
sofa?
No, we all must be here together.
Beware.
Well, is
the bedroom, of course.
We're all sleeping in your bedroom.
Isn't it your turn for a dance, Hector?
It's kind of screwing up my plans.
Never mind.
She walks back towards the group of you and says, we'll just sleep here. And she casts a spell.
Nice.
Y'all!
Now...
Don't we get a will save?
Yes, we do.
Well, actually, she has to make a will save. None of you are arcane casters, so this hasn't come up before.
She has to make a will save.
Hang on.
Shut the heck up. I have command undead.
That is a 61. So.
Her craziness should give us a foot up on the situation.
She chants and gestures, and nothing seems to happen.
Not even for herself?
Nope. And she says. Sleep tight, and she turns.
We can't leave, I bet.
So she turns to proceed upstairs. She walks away. I mean, just a few seconds pass, and you only make me will save.
We're gonna fall asleep.
Nice.
What's a will save? What's a will save? What's a will save?
This is gonna be bad.
I got a 15. What'd you get?
10.
I got a 17.
Mr. DM.
Oh, she didn't roll a will save over here.
What'd you get?
15.
Okay.
19 for Smith, 17 for me.
And 10.
You fall asleep, Lita.
Nice.
Great, then we'll be carrying your ass around. We'll tap it a few times before we wake up. So.
What?
It's... The spell of sleep. As soon as you kick her in the side, she'll be awake.
Yeah.
I go.
Oh.
I have a question. Now that I see that I have freaking command undead.
Did you prepare it?
It's in one of my feats.
Yeah, that's with your. Yeah, it's your negative energy channeling.
Yeah. No, I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean it like that. It came out bad. Okay.
Yeah.
So since she's upstairs, I'm gonna start looting.
Can I command the sister to go attack her?
You have to take her gag out.
Yeah.
and take her shackles off.
But if I command her to do something, she can't.
Do you want to read how it works?
Yes.
You should do so. It's under the cleric's script. It's under the feet command undead.
Okay, I can't look very well unless I need a page or something.
Well, then grab the book.
It's right here.
What chapter?
Chapter 5 feats. I believe it's 5.
I'm going to be there before you get to the page.
Yeah, chapter 5 feats.
It probably acts as the spell.
Command undead. Oh, I have it. Haha. Page 120. As a standard action, you can use one of your used channel negative energies to enslave undead within 30 feet. Undead rolls save a will save to negate the effect. The DC for this will save is blah 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 blah.
Sorry.
10 plus half your caster level plus your charisma modifier.
Alright, so 12.
Undead that fail their saves fall under your control, obeying your commands to the best of their ability as a fund of the effects of control undead.
Okay.
Intelligent undead receive a new saving every day. You can control any number of undead. If you use your channel energy this way, it has no other effects. If an undead creature is under control of another creature, you can take an opposed charisma check.
Okay.
So I can command her, say,
the
attack your sister and her husband and do not
under your complete control.
Sweet.
You have like the Whistle of Nightscale at this point.
All right.
How long did it last? I'm sorry.
It doesn't.
Until the zombie dies.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to control this gal.
All right. Give me just a moment.
Oh no. I totally know what I'm going to do with her. Yeah.
All right. So it's a DC 13 because it's 10 plus 1. Half your spell
level. So I have to roll 13.
No, they get a chance.
Oh, half your spell level is always rounds down. So plus your charisma modifier. So it's a 12. So it gets to make a will save.
You should make her try to get with the husband.
Natural 20.
It looks at you and...
Can I try again? On my next turn?
It would burn another channel of your energy.
Yeah.
I have 5.
Alright, now you have 4.
Sweet, I'll try again.
16.
Try again!
8. The undead is under your control.
Thank you.
You now control the zombie.
Okay.
So it'll stand there while you ungag it and try to be manacled.
Okay.
Son of a...
Here's what I'm going to have you do. I'm going to undo your hands, but you need to make them look like they're still done up, okay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Sweet, huh?
Doesn't get it.
No, the zombie has an intelligence of dash.
Okay.
There's no intelligence.
It's unintelligent. You have to give it a simple command.
Go kill your sister and her husband. And do not harm us.
It proceeds upstairs.
Bye! Wait.
She's probably going to kill it.
She's a crazy zombie, isn't she?
She's a zombie zombie.
The zombie starts going upstairs.
I'm going through the stuff, by the way.
Okay. Alright, it's all trashed and destroyed. Yeah, it's... I mean, you might be able to find something that's going to take...
Dude, I should have done hide from zombie and then talk to her. She'd be all went down.
Yeah, that would be a great thing for us.
Okay, so you hear... from upstairs, Mauricio, what are you? And then you hear, well, the you know, sound of a zombie attacking, so that happens first.
Snake attack.
Let's see.
Sweet, huh?
You don't hear a bite or a scream or anything. You hear chanting.
She's turning it around on you.
No, you can make a spellcraft check to...
Smell? 17 plus 5.
It sounds like she's casting Burning Hands.
What's that?
It's a d4 plus 1 fire damage radiating out.
We all gotta lay down and pretend like we're sleeping, dude.
Screw that, I'm not laying down.
What happens to her? She got 83, right?
Oh my, hang on 1 second.
Hang on one second. Those are terrible.
Y'all at home, she got 83.
You have no idea what... If you... I really wish you'd been up there to see it, because then I could explain what's going on, but until then I can't.
Ah, she got 83! Oh, no, tell me what that is.
do.
Are you gonna go?
No.
Wait just a second here.
Dude, we should run upstairs and be like, dude, we heard a zombie. Are you guys okay?
We should run out. Yeah! No, we're supposed to be asleep.
For 6 seconds.
No, until something else wakes us up.
The zombie woke us up.
Oh, yeah.
We come running up the steps. Your sister woke us up and we realized that she had left. Are you okay?
My weapon's drawn because I'm getting ready to cut her down.
Yeah, because you were afraid of the sister. We're here to help you.
Okay.
We're here to help you.
Help you die.
You walk upstairs and you don't feel like you have a zombie under your control anymore because standing in front of her is a wolf.
What?
Going. And she says, oh, that looks much better on you, don't you agree? She was casting Burning Hands. There's no zombie, there's no wolf.
How did the Burning Hand come
out? You have no idea.
Bit of polymorph.
Well, we say whatever we say.
Just burn this shit down and get out.
You hear, what are you saying? We heard a zombie? Yeah.
Your sister woke us up.
Well, there's no one here but me and my sister. She points to the wolf.
Where's your freaking husband?
You hear boots coming down the stairs.
Down the stairs?
Yeah, there are 3 floors to this place.
Oh, okay.
Coming down the stairs. Who are you? What are you doing in my house?
Great.
We're guests of your wife.
Yes, we're dinner guests.
Roll initiatives.
Aww. Who told me to go up the freaking steps?
You.
You?
Finally.
And there's a wolf.
Who's not going to do anything until the wife gets pissed at us.
As soon as we kill her husband.
That might do it.
Or attack her husband.
I'm kind of worried. I think I'm just going to go kill the wife first. Told you guys, I was going to burn this place down. But no.
Dude, you gotta remember, it was fun being...
Let's go in and be guests of the crazy lady.
It was fun being dinner guests for a little while.
Yeah, because we had a great meal.
You took a nap, dude.
Okay.
I didn't want to hear it.
I just smack you to wake you
let's
up.
Let's see. Black.
14.
Lead it.
11.
Smith?
17 for both of us.
Okay, what is your dex modifier, Hector?
+2.
Okay, and Smith's?
+0.
Okay, alright, roll d20, please.
3.
Okay, Monthal goes first.
Is that the wife?
Yep.
I guess we're gonna have to fight her right away, too.
Let's see.
Hopefully that 3's out of my system now when I roll big next time.
She begins to gesture and chant.
She needs to...
Want to roll a spellcraft check?
Yes.
Okay.
So does... She got 12.
17.
It sounds like she's casting Obscuring Mist. Mixed fog.
Yeah.
Do you say that aloud? And then I say, let's... Get the hell out of here. And then just catch this place on fire.
Or we could just leave.
And catch this place on fire. I have a feeling that the guy is going to follow us out.
Pathfinder, the Dragon Game. Dragons are ancient and noble creatures with intellects far beyond that of mortal men.
but a dark evil has plans for a group of hatchlings who must overcome adversity and become the dragons they are meant to be. Actual play only available at GamersHavenPodcast.com.
Been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.